Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is Giants first baseman and outfielder, Travis Ishikawa. Travis, last year obviously a special year for you, and you know you were part of the 2010 team. How does that compare to 2014 and just the contribution you were able to make, and you know sending this team to the World Series with that big home run?
Yeah, it was. I've been asked that question a few times, and I always thought my answer would be the opposite. You know, just because 2010 was my first one. It was a great experience in itself. It's as a six-year-old kid playing Little League, it's why we want to be major league ball players, to win the World Series and to be the last team standing. You think the first one is always special, but this one was more special, I think, just the way that my last few years have gone in my career and how I bounce around from team to team and bounce around between the minor leagues and the big leagues and not knowing if I was actually going to be back up here, let alone be with the Giants. And so to come up and help the team get to the postseason, and then for them to give me the chance to contribute in the postseason, obviously with the big home run and to win this World Series, this one was more sweeter than I could have ever imagined.
How did you push through the tough times? And I'm sure there were some tough times there in the minor leagues, just not easy to play there when you've already been in the big leagues. And how did you push through everything to get to the point where, you know, there is the glory? You don't know that that's coming.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the biggest one, would have to be my faith in God and Jesus. I mean, if it wasn't for him, I probably would have given this up a long time ago. My wife has been just a humongous supporter, probably my biggest rock, and she's heard the brunt end of a lot of frustrations on the baseball side and has been there to support me every step of the way. And then just being able to surround myself with some good friends that give me great advice and encourage me really well, and leaning on them in the tough times is definitely what helped me get through the bottom.
We'll have more with Travis Ishikawa of the Giants right after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective, and get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. You're a first baseman, and I don't think in your wildest dreams you would have thought about playing the outfield in the playoffs and the World Series, but there you were. So how much of a challenge was that, and how much are you working on being better in the outfield?
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I come in the lineup 4 days before the season ends and I'm in the left field. I had to look at it a couple times to make sure it was right. But it was one of those things where, you know, we're in the postseason. I don't have time to learn on the fly. I gotta just be good now. And I think the fear of not wanting to let my team down, guys that have worked so hard doing what they're supposed to be doing to win games, I wanted to make sure I did my part. And I think that helped motivate me to try to make every play to the best of my ability. And obviously I know that I probably have a good opportunity at playing some more out there this year. And thankfully I've gotten probably the worst situation in the world of postseason with no experience. I got that under my belt. So hopefully, you know, I can kind of just move on from there, get down to spring and improve my skills out there.
That had to be nerve wracking. I mean, were you saying to yourself, don't hit me the ball, or hit me the ball, I need more chances out here? I mean, what was going through your mind in the outfield?
I didn't feel my feet or my legs for probably until my first at bat, which sometimes wasn't until the third inning. So I was kind of hoping nobody would hit me the ball until then. I know I had a few balls hit to me before that, and I was able to make most of the plays. But I think the greatest thing was, you know, our pitching staff was phenomenal. I don't even remember getting a ton of balls hit out at me, and that was just a credit to them and pitching really well. There were definitely some times, you know, where I didn't mind if the ball wasn't hit my way right initially.
Do you think you would tell a young Travis Ishikawa, go take some fly balls out in the outfield, maybe when you were, you know, in your teens or something, just in case? I mean, it's got to be hard when you're not ever practicing that as a professional? You're working so hard defensively on just making sure you're a great first baseman.
No, I don't think I would have done anything different. Maybe, you know, coming up in the minor leagues, I was playing every day. I was playing first. I was very good defensively at first. And so the thought of going to the outfield or working on it while I had to play every day just didn't make a lot of sense. It wasn't until the 2009 and the 2010 season where I was kind of platooning initially, and then just when Aubrey comes over and my playing time was limited to just pinch hitting, that I was like, well, if I'm not going to play, at first I should probably, work on my skills in the outfield. It'll not help me, it'll help the team. And a good buddy of mine, Sherholtz, I'd go out with him every day and we'd work out there and he'd help me. And Roberto would help me. And then over the last couple of years, just being in the minor leagues, I wanted to make that a part of my game. So I started playing a little bit more out there in the minor leagues. And I think that kind of helped set the base for this last year. Obviously, the big league outfield and the minor league outfield are two completely different atmospheres. And I think the outfield in the big leagues seems a little bit bigger than the minor leagues. But, thankfully, it worked out well.
More with Travis Ishikawa after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
I think that being a good pinch hitter is kind of a lost art in Major League Baseball these days. I mean, you think back of the Manny Motors of the world or even Mark Sweeney. You don't see that many great ones, but you're doing a really good job of it. How have you been able to make a transition into being an everyday guy to, making those pinch hit appearances and coming through?
Initially, it was very difficult. I struggled a lot. I had a lot of pride that got in my way that, felt like I deserved to be playing every day. And every time I went up for my pinch hit, I felt like I had something to prove. And that was just the wrong mindset. It wasn't until I figured out that, Aubrey's playing stellar first base. He's going to play every day. And I was able to accept my role going, all right, well, if I'm going to be a pinch hitter, I'm going to be the best pinch hitter in baseball. And so I figured out a routine that would work for me. And I figured out I got my mind in the right mindset and I approached it in a different way. And I prepared myself in a different way that just set me up for more success in that role. And just over these last few years, I've kind of always had that mentality. So if my role goes back to it, I can kind of make that adjustment a little bit quicker.
Well, it's so hard on a number of fronts. I mean, a lot of times you have a relief pitcher coming out of the pen. He's throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour. He's, the fresh arm coming out there. Sometimes they're going to bring in a lefty to face you as a lefty. I mean, it just seems like everything's working against you in that situation.
Yeah, but Boach, that's you got to give Boach credit. He understands this game as good as anybody I've ever met. And I think he knows ahead, he can, like a chess match, he knows what's going to happen three moves ahead, and so he kind of adjusts accordingly, and there's not many times where he's put me in and set me up for failure. It seems like every time I've been up there, I've been put in a spot to have the best chance for success, and I think that's a big reason why I'm able to do what I've been able to do up there as a pinch hitter.
Earlier you mentioned the pitching being a big key for this team winning the World Series, and Madison Bumgarner, I mean, pretty much carried this team at the end. How phenomenal was it in your mind watching what he was able to do? Could you even expect something like that from somebody?
No, I mean, if anybody was going to do it, it wouldn't shock me that it was him. I haven't seen a lot. I know there's been some great pitching performances before, but live and in person, that's probably the single best pitching performance I've ever seen in a month of baseball. And obviously a big reason why we brought that trophy home was because of him and all the accolades he's earned or he's received, he's earned, definitely.
Travis, hey, congratulations on a great year last year, and good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's Travis Ishikawa of the Giants. Come back again on Friday. We'll hear from Giants pitcher Tim Hudson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.